Agents Podcast.
Today's episode is brought to you by ZBuyer. ZBuyer offers an unparalleled home buyer and seller lead generation service. It's made by realtors for realtors. Since 2003, ZBuyer has been continually perfecting state-of-the-art lead generation pathways. And ZBuyer brings motivated home buyers and sellers to your virtual doorstep. So visit zbuyer.com/LCA to see how ZBuyer can help you close more deals in 2023.
Lab Coat Nation, we are back for another Broker Blitz episode of the Lab Coat Agents podcast. And I'm excited for today because this is one of my good friends. This has become a really good friend through various masterminds and just real estate groups that we belong to. And we have had the fortunate opportunity to spend a lot of time together. We've broken bread and had many a cheers at the bar. And I've learned a ton from this gentleman. Some of you may know him, some of you may not, but tell you what, the thing I love about this Broker Blitz is that selfishly, I get to hear some of the insider secrets of some of the best performing at the highest level. And our guest today is Long Doan with Realty Group, based out of Minnesota. However, they are growing and expanding, and they are doing an incredible job of bringing value to their agents. And we're going to share, Long's going to share a lot of that today with you. So Long, welcome, my friend.
Hey man, good to see you. You know, it's been a while since we've seen each other because of the way the industry has been going and less events. But always love to have coffee with you. I got my espresso ready here, and it's like hanging out, chatting with you, man. It's like you said, we're just catching up as friends, and more than welcome to share whatever you need me to share.
I love it. I love it. Well, why don't you start with a little bit about yourself? You know, tell us a little bit about your journey in the industry and kind of what led you to where you are today.
Yeah, so this is my 33rd year in the business, Jeff. As you may already know, I'm a recovering mortgage guy. So you and I always have those conversations. My first 15 years, I was on the mortgage side, and my last 18 in real estate. I started Realty Group in 2009, and some of you guys probably remember what it was like 08, 09, 2010. I learned quickly as a business owner, looking at lagging indicator. So the leading indicator for me, Jeff, was on the mortgage side, all the crazy program you remember back we used to have, right? The liar loan, the, you know, no credit score minimum. So I'm like, hey, this stuff's got to be coming out on the other end somehow. So I went from mortgage to real estate, right into the REO world. And I learned quickly what to do. And I went to Dallas to get in front of Freddie, Fannie, HUD, all the big banks. And I ended up being one of the listing brokers in Minnesota, and I ended up closing 1,000 transactions my first couple of years in the industry. But I learned that the government contracts stay with the broker. So I started my own brokerage, Realty Group, in 2009 as an active broker. And then 2014, you know, my good friend of ours too, Mike Bernier, you know him, he and I became partners in 2014 when we decided to grow the brokerage together. And we had 8 agents at the time. Today, we're the number one independently owned in Minnesota and the third fastest grown company, according to RealTrend, in the last 5 years in America, with, you know, a little over 600 real estate professionals now, soon to be over 750 with some of the things we're doing in the market. So it's been a crazy market, and you and I have seen 2 or 3 of these already, and they come and go. And, you know, we just need to, I think this is time where we have opportunities. Yeah. Because as you probably know, right, as of June, I think over 60,000 agents have already gotten out of the industry. And nationally, that's like 1 every 3 minutes and 37 seconds or something like that. Wow. But it's just resetting our industry, right? Because we believe that good markets make bad agents and bad market makes good agents. We have such a good market that everyone just getting in. And now they're like, oh, I got to be a real estate professional and actually run a business. So we see this as an opportunity, and we're having fun doing it.
Man, I love that. And I'd love to get your take. So based on your experience in the business, you know, and I've been through it, you know, I've been in the business, not as long as you, but since 2000. So I've been through these cycles. This cycle is a little different. It's harder than previous cycles. You know, 07, 08 was super hard, but it was almost like you knew it was coming and it was expected, right? And it was necessary. This is a little different. What's your take on that? I mean, so for anybody who's sitting here looking at this saying, is this not, maybe this is the new norm. Like, why do you believe it's a cycle? Like, it's rates up, no inventory. Like, what is your take? What do you think about this? How would you articulate it?
Yeah, it's anyone who's telling you that this is a really good market for them, they're either lying or they're just doing an amazing job. It's one of the craziest market. They said even since they start tracking this, it's the worst number since 1990. And if you go back even further, they think it's the 1981. That's when like the last big market crash, right? So now worldwide. And I think it's because the biggest thing in real estate is about inventory. Okay, but look at the economy, Jeff. So people didn't really know this. The real estate sector that we're in is the leading factor of our GDP, okay? Like 21%. So when real estate's hot, the economy is hot. When real estate not hot, the economy is bad, as we see right now. Well, the problem this time around, and the last time I shared with you, Jeff, in 2008, 2009, 2010, is over leverage, right? I mean, 2000. So if you were in the industry back then, you remember, I mean, we were doing loan 100% non-owner rental property of like 500 score, you know? And hey, I'm a janitor, but I make $8,000 a month. Sure. Okay. That sounds good. You know? So when the market adjusted, everyone's over leveraged, they get out. Well, this time around on an average, I think that's like 12 or 15% in equity for most people. So the problem is, as you know, seller has to sell and buyer want to buy. Right. So the seller have to sell. They will have to sell it like they want to move somewhere, job transfer. But I'm personally going through it. We are now considered an empty nester. Our kids are 20, 23, 26. It is 4-bedroom, 4-bathroom with not a finished basement. So by the time it's done, it'll be 5,000 square foot, right? Just us two. Well, my wife and I think about, let's just look at downsizing. And we look at downsizing. We're like in the high twos for interest rate. Because we've done our due diligence and refinanced back in those days, right? We're like, well, shit, now we go through half the size of the home and our payment's actually more. Yeah. So why would we sell it, you know? So we're hanging on to it just because of that. So, and then you have all this like a perfect storm thing. The seller is not selling, so they're not flinching until they have to. The buyers, back then, they were over offering on the price. Why? Because Americans, by nature, live off payments. So when the interest rate is low, they're willing to pay this dollar amount, which then they have no problem offering 10% over list price because their payment's still okay, right? Mm-hmm. Well, now the payment's going to be way different if you go to, because the rate's a little bit different. And then you got the about 1/3 of the population are either baby boomer or soon to be. Guess what? They're downsizing. They're competing for the first time home buyer properties. And new construction cannot solve this problem because they're mostly built for a higher price point, right? And they can't build and make enough money on the entry level. So there's just a lot of factor that's involved that it's going to be tough. But I will tell you, just last a couple downtime that you and I have been through, agents also get out of the market. Yeah. So even if the market dropped by 30-some% nationally right now, if 30% of the agent get out of the business, you still got the same amount of business if you do the thing you need to do. So the problem is everyone got to go back to running a business, right? Like what we normally do. Because the last couple of years, things are so good. We got lazy. I mean, people calling us for deals. Now agents are like, my phone's not ringing. Well, it should never have rang in the first place. That means when your phone was ringing, you had a lot of lost opportunities because you didn't run it like a business. You could have doubled your business even back then, right? Yeah. So I think it goes back to the mindset thing. And also the system that you have put in place that you actually go back and execute on them.
Yeah. Yeah. I totally agree. Now, what is your, you know, and I know this obviously, you know, I won't hold you to this. No one will hold you to it, but I'd like to get your opinion. What is your take? When do you think that something's going to give and we're going to see a shift? And what do you think that's going to be? Is it going to be lower rates? Is it going to be maybe a government subsidy to builders to incentivize them to build starter homes? What do you think it's going to be?
Yeah, so all the above, right? Because the interest rate now is a little bit higher, so the affordability index is pretty scary, right? If you look at it. And I would say election year is coming up. So usually election year, there's some crazy thing always happen, maybe a little reduction in rate or something, you know, just to pick up votes. I don't care which side you're on, but you might see that a little bit. But I also think that people just got to get used to the normal, which is 6-8% is typical, yeah. Right? We've all lived through it. We know that's the normal interest rate. People just haven't adjusted to it yet. Yeah. So pretty soon you're going to have to figure it out. Also, you know, the rental market, the rate's also going to keep going up. So pretty soon the point of reference has just changed. You know, it used to be down here, now it's up here, and people just have to adjust to it. So I think you're going to see a small rate adjustment that will pick up the market a little bit again. And after that, we finally just start seeing the stock market start to finally regain a little bit, right? It's starting to pick up again. So I know, we already know, right? What comes up must come down. We were down way too low. We have to bring it back up. Inflation sucks right now. And I think we're not over that yet. But it's really weird because the market's so unpredictable that you got half of the people saying it's going to be great, half is going to be bad. So at the end of the day, then, you already know, right? We can't control what we can't control. What we can control is what do we do? Yeah. It's a 90% of what is what you do, right? 10% of what happened to you. So now, as real estate professional, if you want to stay in this industry, go back to the basics. Still hold open houses. Reach out to your database. It's a relationship business, a people business, you know? And don't stop being there when people do need you, versus, because now everyone knows an average of 5 to 7 agents or something. Now they only know 2 to 3 because people are getting out of industry. You want to be top of mind when they do have real estate needs. So the crystal ball, I think it's pretty confusing because half the people want to be optimistic, half the people are pessimistic, and the data is very scary. So you don't know what to make of it. Yeah. So at the end of the day, if you're going to stay in the business and keep not just surviving, but thriving, go back to doing the things you need to do. And this is when we see a lot of brokerage hopping, right? Agents are like, oh, shit, I need to make a change because this not working for me right now. But at the end of the day, may not always be the brokers, but it may be because things might change or you might have a different alignment now because there are many, many good brokers out there, but which one's best aligned for you, what you're trying to do in the right market. So you see a lot of that. So it's just a lot of crazy stuff. So I think going back to, it's going to be right up here, the mindset.
Yeah. No, I 100% agree. Now, when you know, that has been a common theme, a common phrase, get back to the basics. And to me, I feel like in some ways, it's a little confusing because although it makes all the sense in the world, like just grind, get back to doing the things you didn't have to do in a high tide. But at the same token, let's go back to that 50-50 you mentioned. You've got, you know, people saying get back to the basics, but then you've got people like me, I'll just throw myself under the bus, who are saying you better evolve or you're going to go extinct because, you know, the world is changing in this next wave of homeowners is two generations of humans that don't like to be door knocked. They don't like to be called. They don't even like to be texted. And so now they want to build a relationship with you online. So it's at what's the give and take? Is it a combination of both? What's your opinion on that? Because you've got back to basics, but also you better get the hell out of the, you know, what you were taught 10 years ago.
Yeah.
So what's your take on that?
Yeah. And you hit it right on the spot there. You're right about that. Let me just clarify that. What I mean by back to the basic is having a strategy that you're running a business and implement them. But the technique of the way you do it is totally different, actually. So you're on the right side there. But what I mean back to basic is what is your strategy to prospect? Because we know you got to prospect. You don't prospect, you don't get any business, right? Because you were attracting people, broker the market so good. Now you have to chase again. So how can you either create how you chase them or how do you attract them? So that's what I mean by back to the basic. And you got to set this up as a business and have a business plan and execute on them. How you do them is actually totally different. Because what used to work for you 3, 4, 5, 6 years ago won't work now. You already said it, right? I mean, in my market, in many market, we have a lot of brokerages or people who've been around forever in the 60s and 70s. They pretty much say, I'm not learning anything new. Yeah. I'm just going to do my own way until I'm done with it, right? Yeah. And you got the new one that's coming in, that's all whatever. And you're right. I mean, leveraging social media and all these other platforms to market yourselves. At the end of the day, as a business, we're in a people business, which means system run business, people run systems. What is your system process? That's what I meant by the basic. Go back and look at your system, your process, and create whatever that is you think that will get you to be successful, and then go implement and execute, right? So whatever that is, you're going to know that the old door knocking may still work, but it can't be the only way.
Yeah.
Open house may still work, not the only way. It's all about people, businesses that people like to work with people, Jeff, that they like and trust. Well, because of that, Visibility is credibility. How do you get more visible? You can only door knock to so many houses. You can do so many mail. This is why social media and all this other platform out there, you got to learn how to use them. And all the tools out there, all the CRM, all the, you know, you and I know so many different tech platforms, right? But if you don't learn how to use them, sometimes it's overwhelming.
Yeah.
You just got to learn to see which one is best fit for your business. So that's what I meant by going back to the basic, is having a business plan that works for you. If you're not the social media person, then you might have to grind by door knocking and mailer and do whatever it is, right?
Yeah.
But if you are the social media, maybe that's how you do it. But the point is, you still got to get out there and be visible. Yeah. Because if you're not on top of mind when they think of buying, sell a home, they'll call the Zillow agent or that realtor.com agent, right?
Yeah, yeah, because they're gaining their attention. And you know, to your point, even though I'm an advocate for social for obvious reasons, it's not the only way. And that's what we tell people all the time. It's like, you're going to have a mix of all of these things. The way I describe it, Long, is that the agent who is not willing to embrace it doesn't mean they're going to go out of business. They're just going to have a steeper hill to climb, because don't take for granted that just because an agent embraces social doesn't mean they won't also door knock. And now the agent that door knocks plus has social is going to build up there. You know, it's going to make the homeowner more willing to answer the door when they recognize you or have a conversation. Oh, I see your post. That's so cool. I feel like I know you. And it just changes the game versus I'm answering the door and I'm like, really, like, I'm kind of annoyed by it. Right. And I think that's the way people need to think about social, is like, it's a complementary piece to all of the things you're doing. And if you do it right for 2 to 3 years, it could take over all of your marketing strategies. I don't want to go down that rabbit hole. That's my rabbit hole.
Yeah.
This is your rabbit hole today. So I want to know, and I wanted to get your take, because first of all, I highly respect your experience, your success, and what you have done. You know, I've watched you guys over the years, you and Mike, and I've always been inspired and I love watching your brokerage, because Realty Group is not considered a big box. You're a boutique, so to speak, but you've grown way outside the boutique norm. What would you say are some of the core elements that makes Realty Group different and arguably better?
Yeah, I think, as we keep saying, right, every industry has evolved. I mean, look at Netflix. And my kid used to, when they're younger, we went to Blockbuster, you know, to get movies. Now people still watch movie, they go through Netflix. People still travel, they use Expedia. You know, people still get rides, now it's Uber. And people still shop. Heck, shopping show up in my house every day. I have a wife and a daughter, you know? So everything being done. So real estate space is one of those that hasn't completely shifted, because it's still a people business. It's still localized. And it's one of the most complicated and complex, because every city, every state, every municipality have different rules that it can't just be put an order in the Amazon cart and then go check out. Right. So because of that, it has evolved. And with that being said, the traditional real estate model, as we know it, their value proposition is just not current or relevant anymore. So if they're not shifting and changing, they're struggling, which is why independents and companies like us are coming out. And guess what? What Mike and I, before we decided to grow the Realty Group, we're like, well, what can we be that's different than everybody else? And we learned from all the best thing that our competitor offer and use that and highlight it more at Realty Group, and all the thing that we didn't like about them, and we made that better here. So we are elevator speeches. We're not looking to access anybody. We're not right for everyone. But if you're looking to grow a real estate business, then you should check us out, because our goal here is, in our model, we treat every one of our agents as CEO of their own company. If they don't think that way, we're not the right place for them, because again, I go back to, again, we're all business owner, right? And whether you're on a team, you're a solo agent, or you have a team, either way, you're still a business owner. You're just partnering up with teams of brokerages. With that being said, you should find yourself who is the best broker for your team that you would align with based on what you're trying to do. We seem to align best with people who more like, I'm growing a business and I need someone to help me do that. Okay. So we're not the best place for brand new agents, probably. We do have a mentorship program, but we want people who are committed to doing this, right? Because, you know, 85% of brand new agents fail within the first few years. Mm-hmm. We're also not the best for part-timers, although we have many here who just run their business at a different pace, could have other things to do. But again, they still think like a business owner, right? They just decided that I'm only closing as many deals because I have other things I'm doing. But for the most part, we attract agent an average of 15 years of experience who've been around 2 to 3 of those traditional models, said, hey, I like this. The 3 last company I was with, you kind of have all those 3 things I like from those company here, right? So what we have done, and I think more and more independents are stepping up to do, is offering the things, because NAR have done studies after study, Jeff, that only 2% of the end consumer actually care what company you work for anymore.
Yeah.
Because it's a people business, right? So they work with people they like and trust. Can Jeff help me buy, sell my home? I might recognize the name company he's with now, but that's not why I win a deal or lose a deal anymore. Because of that, more and more agents are now, why do I pay all this split, all this fee just for the brand? Matter of fact, when it comes to Realty Group, like you, we work very hard to help them brand them. Because Realty Group is just a partner. By law, we have to be their broker. Okay? So our logo has to be on there somewhere. But with business, we're their partners. And that's our model. Come here, we'll help you grow. We have this massive toolbox. We don't believe in a one-size-fits-all. You got a social media type of agent, we got this tool for you. If you want to be just long-term relationship, follow up using a CRM. You already have a 5,000 people in your database. This is what you do, right? So I think you see more and more independents are getting better and better at what they do. The difference between independents is many of them are newer, lack the resources to have such offering. Whereas we are now that hybrid. We're like the traditional real estate model, but yet we're aggressively are paying our agents. And because of that, we have a lot of mini brokerages here. So the way our model works is, why should you pay for a CRM, a website, support, all the headache, the liability? Why don't we all partner up? You know, so we have team anywhere, soon to be 100 some agent team here, 30 agent team, 3 agent team, solo agent. But the point is, they all think like they're the CEO of their business. And that's what Realty Group, I believe, is a little bit different than most.
I love it. So basically, the Realty Group in and of itself is not bigger than any individual person or team. And there are a few big boxes, I won't name any names, that do not think that way. I love that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we may have encouraged them. We do offer Realty Group email. We're like, why do you want our email address? Don't you want your own? Because look what just happened. You're trying to move the license to us and you got the old email address from your broker. You don't know what to do with it, you know? So we're transparent about it. We're literally their partner. We recommend they do things that actually works for us, because if they leave, it's very easy to pick up and leave us. But we believe, as your business partner, anytime we're not in alignment anymore, it's nothing personal. You can think long and Mike, the two greatest guy, but you will move on to something else that is better aligned with you. We just want to be part of your journey for however long you think it's a best fit.
That's refreshing. That's very refreshing. So let's get a little granular on some of the value. So you kind of mentioned that you're not one size fits all, and you offer really anything to anyone basically that they want to specialize in. So what would you say is one of the biggest attractors to Realty Group? What would you say is, you know, what do you see more agents saying, oh man, I want to join for this? Are there?
Yeah, so I think that's a really good question, because remember, everyone have different needs, right? So for us, we kind of have 4 or 5 things that we think people really like about us. So it's kind of weird, that's not in any order, I think, but one of the ones that might edge out a little bit is our culture. Because in the people business, right, this thing we call the culture code. The culture code is, people want to belong to a group, an organization, or a family, or a gang, or whatever it might be, because of one of these 3 reasons. One is, they want to feel safe. When they come to be with you, they're like, I'm here, I feel like you're going to protect me, you're going to help me do whatever I need to do and not take advantage of me, right? So that's one thing we do here that really well, because as you probably know, we're a transactional fee company. So they earn 100% of their commission and we get a fee on every transaction they do. So they're like, hey, I don't feel like you're ripping me off, because I have to pay 20, 30% split to somebody for what, right? I'm getting the same thing from here, if not more. Okay. The second one they want to do is feel connected. They want to feel connected to the leadership, the team, the culture, the company. And we're all about abundance versus scarcity. Well, we actually call it, excuse my friends, a no asshole rule here. You know, our core values is integrity, kindness, collaboration. If you're not here to share with not just us, but other people out there, we're not a good place for you. If you're not working as a partner with the other side, we're not a good place for you, because the brand protection, right? So for us, our mission statement is to revolutionize the client experience by inspiring real estate professionals to be great. That means all real estate professionals, just not one here at Realty Group. We are constantly on like this to share with our market what we're having good success with, so they can all learn, even if they're not at Realty Group, right? The third reason people want to be at a place is a shared vision. Like, are you going the same place I'm going? Because if you go north, I'm going south, it's not in alignment, right? So it's all about alignment of vision. And for us here, it's all about helping people achieve the American dream, right? According to the Federal Reserve, that homeowners have 40 times the net worth than renters. This is why we say it's American dream, besides the fact that it's create stability at home, right? Tax advantages, as you know, appreciation, depreciation, and all the things you talk about, but one of it being the ability to build net worth. So because of that, we believe that it's all Americans. And there are a big disparity gap here in America still of home ownership, right? Like here in Minnesota, 75% of white American owns home, whereas only 25% of African-American owns home. So we want to help everybody. Because of that, we're very diverse here. We speak 26 languages. So everyone feels like Realty Group's a place to go because of the culture, right? The next thing we're big on is education. As you know, you see Mike and I attend a lot of mastermind with you. We go out, we learn things, we share, but we also learn, we come back and we share with our agents. And something about the Midwest, man, because you're kind of Midwestish too.
Oh, yeah.
And the East Coast and the West Coast seem to always be ahead of us. I don't care. It's fashion. It's finance. It's real estate. We don't get it here for 6 to 8 months later. Well, because we're able to go out and learn, come back, we always seem to be ahead of the curve. So our training, people told us it's current and it's relevant. What can we help you right now with your business, right? And then the support. No one can do it alone. Real estate is a massive project management thing, right? So we're up to 43 support staff and growing. So our agent have a huge support staff here in different departments to assist them, right? And then last but not least is our marketing. We have 11 offices our agent can go to use to meet their clients in the Twin City. We're Minnesota, Wisconsin right now. We just went into Florida. But we have hundreds of marketing pieces already templated that they can plug and play that looks like it's theirs. We just have a logo on there, right? Mm-hmm. We want them to market them. The biggest thing we do for them is market Jeff Sells Home or something. You know, don't be Jeff at Realty Group or whatever. Yeah. So that's the thing that I think each agent might see what's most important to them, and they come because of that. But for the most part, those are the four or five big things that people look for.
I love that, man. I love even more so that you could just spout them off, which is validation to the business model that you've built, which is something that you believe in. You're clearly passionate about it, which I think says, which also speaks volumes, because this is part of the reason why I wanted to do this Broker Blitz long is, first of all, I knew I was going to be talking to guys like you and some of our other friends that I feel like one of the problems in our industry is just a lot of agents aren't educated to what's out there. Mm-hmm. And even though you might listen to one of these episodes and say, wow, I wish I could join Realty Group, and maybe you won't because they're not in your market, but now you're going to be equipped to understand what does exist. And it's going to open your eyes up, because if you are working at a brokerage, and I can say this long because I'm neutral, but most brokers, and I hear this from agents all the time, they say, my broker doesn't do anything for me. My brokerage does nothing for me. And then I'm like, well, why in the hell are you there? Like, what the hell is it? What are you thinking? And so, you know, it's my mission to obviously educate the world, the real estate world, so everyone understands, you know, A, how can they be better, but B, what exists? And so I'd like to hear from you then, as you talked about, you know, kind of those five pillars or those five, you know, reasons why people join and stay with you guys. As you look ahead to where the industry is going, and right now it's very volatile times, what's something that Realty Group has on the horizon that might look a little bit different than everybody else?
Yeah. So great question. So by the way, what you said is so important. I encourage all agents out there to think and act like a CEO of your own business. You should constantly reevaluate your own business to see what's going on. And then always see, are you at the right place? Okay. We have most agents come join us. I'll say 95% of them said, I love my broker. I think it's a great person. But for me, this is just better aligned where I am in my journey. 2 years ago, that was the best place for me, right? Because of so, but now it's not, right? Because of that, I'm very open. And you know, like you, I'm sure we talk to a lot of different people, right? But I get pitched all the time about all different models. Yeah. And you know, one recently, EXP had exploded. Guess what? As much as I learned two or three times now that it's a great model, but it's not my alignment, right? That's all. That doesn't mean that it's a bad model, it's just not my alignment. But I encourage all agents to explore. Listen to when people call you. Because right now, of course, everyone get recruiting meeting all the time, right? If you don't know what's out there, how can you at least confirm where you're at is the right place, number one? Yeah. Or number two, what if you have some place that might be better for you? And it's nothing, it's not a personal thing. It's a business decision to make that move, right? With that being said, we'll also understand that we're not constantly evolving, because you use that word all the time. For us, we're key, right? We actually have an acronym here. I don't know if you ever heard, we talk about this. It's life, right? What is life? L-I-F-E. For us, L is learn, okay? We should constantly be learning, whatever that might be, how to do something better, how to do something different, right? Because that's the only way we can grow, right? There's three ways we learn as human. One is considered the easiest way to learn by imitation. That's what you and I are doing right now. We're going to share so people can imitate us.
Yeah.
Because if someone were figuring out why reinvent the wheel, right? In school, it's called cheating, and life is called sharing. Okay. Yeah. So that's why we do mastermind, right, Jeff? Because we want to imitate someone else as they already figured it out. The hardest way to learn is by experience. Okay. So you have to go through it, the school hard knocks sometime to learn. It's very valuable. But the cool thing is you find someone who's willing to share, like you and I are doing right now, you can learn from someone else's experience as well, right? And go imitate them. But the third way is considered the most noble is by reflection. Okay. Once you learn everything, reflect on how does that apply to you. One thing I've noticed, Jeff, I've been in America a little over 40 years now. Originally from Vietnam, as you know, I've come up the bold person. Mm-hmm. But I noticed in America, we are starting to lose a lot of our critical thinking skill. We seem to believe everything we hear, see, read, right? Whereas this I watch both sides of the news. I watch Fox and I watch CNN because I want to hear which both sides say, and I figure for myself what's right and wrong. And sometimes I'll see both sides are lying and I see both sides are telling the truth. So you have to learn that. But with that being said, L is learn. But what I see is, did you know that 92% of people fail because they never execute on their goal? Yeah. Okay. So I is implement. Once you learn with L, you have to implement. Because if you don't implement, nothing will happen, right? How many times you and I have been at events, Jeff, and we've seen people 2-3 years now, and they're back. We're like, what have changed? Have you done anything you learned from the last 2 or 3 event you attended? You haven't implemented a dang thing. Why keep coming back, alone? But then only when you implement is F, you fail. You have to have a growth mindset to understand that you learn nothing from success. You only learn from failure.
Yeah.
So the more you fail, you have to fail faster. But the more you fail, the quicker you will learn, because only when you implement, you don't expect to do it right the first time. Don't give up. Fail, implement again, because you're going to learn better and better, because only when you fail, which lead to E, is evolve. That's a word that I love when you say it, right? So that's life, man. Learn, implement, fail, evolve, and do it over and over and over again. So here at Realty Group, we take that to heart. We always want to evolve, because if we think we're already got it figured out, we're going to be behind again because someone else is going to keep evolving, right? Yeah. So for us, we're constantly adding things to our toolbox. We say we have this massive toolbox patient come in. And depends on what they do, they might use these 3 tools, these 4 tools, they use all of it, they may use none of it, right? That's the unique part about our model. We're not a one-size-fits-all. We're right for the business owner who come in and leverage all we have to offer. And one thing I will say, that most agents, and I think it's people in general, especially American, we're not really good at saving, okay? Hmm. So most real estate professionals will work their entire life and do it really well. When the market gets tough, they got nothing to show for. When they're done working, they got nothing to show for. Which is why a few models out there have really taken advantage of that mindset and have exploded, i.e. EXP, Real, and a few of those, right?
Yeah.
But for us, we're in the real estate space. We believe that real estate is where you can build wealth and you can build residual income, true residual income.
Yeah.
Okay. Because as a business investor, why would you want to put all your eggs in one basket? It can't only be stock market. You have to diversify, right? And real estate be one of them. So one thing we're working on is how do we get to the point where our agent can take the 100% commission and invest 5%, 10%, 50% into syndication, real estate project development, so that they actually own something tangible. And that's what Mike and I are working really hard on right now. That's the next big thing that we have. Cool. We have to a toolbox. And when we get that, man, we believe it's game over.
Wow. Syndication. That's awesome. And so when we talk about syndication, you're talking about big like apartment type buildings, commercial,
you know, all different projects, right? Because look, we all know we should invest in real estate, right? Mm-hmm. Of course, there's a few times in the industry that the market kind of dropped, whatever. For the most part, it's a safe investment, right? You know, the tax advantages, the depreciation, the cash flow, all these other things. However, most of us are busy, nor do we have the skill set to vet out a project, to work on what the return looks like, to manage the project, to do all this other stuff. So this idea is just buy in on a syndication, maybe a 5% or 10% or 2% of the project, and then keep investing the money you have, because out of a company, you're already paying 5, 10, 15, 30% split anyway. Why don't you invest so that you can have it where you invest it and you can touch it or sell it tomorrow if you want to, versus having to wait 3 years, 5 years, whatever it is, right? And you never know what the market's going to do. So that's what we're thinking, that in many of our focus group that we talk to within and outside of a company all said, you got that, I'm in. And we think that with that, we might have to take this thing national, you know.
That's cool, man. It's an investment vehicle basically. And you didn't even mention I would say probably one of the biggest reasons why people don't get into big investments, it's money.
They can't afford to do that whole chunk, right?
Downstroke. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because you're talking several hundred thousand dollar downstrokes, if not more, maybe even seven figure downstrokes. And there's power in numbers. I love that, man. Yep. And not to mention, you know, and you and I have learned this, even in like closing table masterminds, you hear people speak, the wealthiest people in the world, most of them invest their money through syndications, because they've figured out that I would rather take a guaranteed rate of return than try to play the lottery, do it myself, trying to hit a home run.
Yep.
Odds are I might fail. Whereas if I just put it in here and earn 10, 15, 20, 25%, to guarantee it's a much smarter play on my dollar.
So the entry, right, price, because none of us can afford, like you said, a couple $100,000 downstroke, diversify your investment. You have 4, 5, 6 different syndications. One perform better than the other one, you're still in good shape, right? Yeah. I mean, there's so many advantages to that. And we're trying to figure this out, how to make it work.
I love it, man. What a great concept. And that's a testament to what you guys are doing. That's a testament to the evolution. It's a testament to the innovation. You guys are clearly thinking outside the box. I don't think a lot of brokerages are doing that. So Long, if I'm an agent and I'm in, Rhode Island, I'm in Missouri, I'm in Idaho, and I like what I hear, but you only mentioned Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Florida. What does that mean for me in being in another state?
Yeah, so that's a great question. For us as business owner, we also want to have control growth, right? Because of course, everyone have this dream and vision, but you can't execute without doing things the right way, okay? Our vision statements, right now, we're the fifth largest real estate firm in Minnesota. So our vision statement is pretty audacious, to be the top 5 brand in all 50 states. So of course, we're slowly moving. But with that being said, when we have the right people, because we have the system, remember, system run business, people run system. So we have a system, we have a model, right? When we have the right people, we're open to listening to expand another market. We just don't want to go into market to build it and hope they will come. We have the right people asking the right question. We're more than happy right now because of our border state. We already have agent, we're in Wisconsin already. We have agent that want to service the North Dakota, South Dakota, Iowa. We're already looking at those because we have the people, right? Of course, we just went into Florida because Minnesota's a snowbird state, kind of like you two. We go to Florida and Arizona. I'm in Arizona, so Arizona is next on the docket. We're constantly looking at expanding to the market. Tennessee and Colorado are two really strong markets for us. So there's always potential. We're just not one to spread too thin. But we have the right people. Someone from Rhode Island call us, we'll probably have a conversation. And we might say it's not, because here's the thing. Sometimes great ideas are not great ideas just because of timing, as you know, right?
Yep.
And it might be, hey, that sounds really good, but we're not ready. Maybe it's 6 months, 10 months. We want to go to market where we ensure a great chance of success.
I love it. What would be your if I said, you know, what's one thing you want to leave a real estate audience today, what is that message?
Don't be afraid to fail and fail more often. You know, if you are always been this type of agent only, as you mentioned earlier, that's a one trick pony. try another way. We call it, what you talk about, we actually call it stack campaign. You do mailer, you door knock, you social media, everything has to work together. You have to have the ground game and air game, right? If you do social media correctly, like you said, when you door knock, someone will go, oh, I've seen you. Now they're more open to talking to you because visibility is credibility, right? The more visible you are, the more credible you become. So whatever you're good at already, try another things as well, okay? Because if you're only one strength, one focus, that's good. Now learn how to add other verticals or other sources of business and be uncomfortable and be willing to fail a few times. But I'll tell you what, track down you, and LCA is a huge network. Find someone that's good at what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
If you're not comfortable door knocking, but you want to give it a shot, freaking find someone who's good at it and network with them. I bet you, just like me and you right now, they're willing to share, right? Because I'm telling you right now, door knocking is still a great way to do it.
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you, most people, especially your freaking own neighborhood, most agents are what I call the secret agent. Your neighbors and your friends don't even know you do real estate.
Yeah.
So you got to find a way to get in front of people so that when they think of real estate, they think of you. So the last thing I'll leave is the market's very hard right now and we're all struggling, but it's okay. It's okay. Just keep trying things. And if they fail, you keep learning to improve on it, or you start eliminating them. That's not for me. At least, you know.
Yeah. I love that you said that. And I wanted to add to that. I actually had a call with an agent this morning in California, and they're thinking about hiring us to help manage their social, and her primary strategy, she said she gets the most of her business from door knocking, and she door knocks. But she says, I hit my doors once every 60 days.
Awesome.
I almost think that's too much, but it's working for her. Mm-hmm. And so if you're an agent out there who's scared to death of door knocking, like, that's your competition. The best of the best are hitting these doors and they're hitting them consistently. And what I was telling her was, imagine how much more you're going to exaggerate it with a social strategy. And then you start becoming the local aggregator of everything going on in the community. People are going to look to you. They're going to want to talk to you.
Yeah.
And it's going to change the game.
Well, I'll tell you right now, election season is here, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I see on social media, I see on the news, and when that politician comes to my door to knock, I recognize them.
Yeah.
You know, now at least, even if I agree or don't agree with whatever the platform he's on, I'm at least willing to have a conversation.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, oh, I've seen you. I know who you are. You're totally right. So, you know, it can't just be one thing. You got to have the ground game and the air game working together.
It's ground game and air game, man. I love it. Long, if somebody wants to get in touch with you guys, what's the best way to do so?
Yeah. Realty Group, MN right now for Minnesota.com is our website people can go to. Otherwise, they just Google Long Doan in Minnesota and they'll get my landing page. Just like you, Mike and I are here to, we get people IM and text us and emails all the time. Hey, can I get a quick 15 minutes, 30 minutes with you just to pick your brain? But we're here, man. This is what we love to do and we like to learn and share.
I love it, man. And I tell you what, like I mentioned during the podcast, like this is, There's opportunity. Long, you said it in the very beginning. A down market is opportunity. You have to seize that opportunity. You have to see it as opportunity. And who you align with, which is why I wanted to do this Broker Blitz, is so incredibly important. You've got to figure out who to align with, and you've got to continue to learn and then have these conversations. Long just said it. He just gave you a ticket to reach out, to learn more, to figure this thing out. And I hope more agents do that, Long, because you are an inspiration. You're one of the best leaders in this industry. It's an honor to call you a friend, and look forward to staying in touch, my friend.
Hey, Jeff.
I lost you.
Sorry, my battery went off and just kicked me off, but I did hear you. I lost you for 10 seconds. I'd like to add one last thing, okay?
Please, yeah.
We've been talking this to the agents. I like to encourage brokers out there, because this is a broker series, right? Yeah. I encourage all brokers out there to really know your elevator speech or what you have to offer. Like I just shared with you my five pillars. Because when an agent asks about it, you just share with them, be transparent, and be okay that you're not the right fit for them. Don't try to take just every agent, because the one that's not in alignment with you, it's just going to be a problem later. They come to you 3 months, 6 months, they're going to leave you anyway because you're not in alignment. That doesn't mean you don't have a good model. It's just not a good fit for everybody. So know what is your value proposition and share that with the agent and be ready to share it really quick, easily, and succinctly. So they already know right away, oh, that's aligned with what I'm looking for. Let's have more conversation. or at least, hey, that's not me. That's okay too. That doesn't mean you fail.
Yeah, dude. And you know what? What you just said is also applicable to agents as well. Knowing your value is so critically important. And also understanding that if your value, and I use that in quotations, is something that every agent can provide, meaning I treat all my customers like family, I'm always accessible, blah, blah, blah. That's what everybody can provide. Figure out how to establish value that is truly different. And to do that, I think for most agents, it means aligning with the right brokerage who can help you find that value. And long say it one more time. What's the best way to get in touch with you guys?
RealtyGroupMN.com or just Google Long Dolan in Minnesota, and you'll find my landing page. And I look forward to talking to anyone else who want to chat more.
Brother, appreciate you, man.
Today's episode is brought to you by ZBuyer. ZBuyer offers an unparalleled home buyer and seller lead generation service. It's made by realtors for realtors. Since 2003, ZBuyer has been continually perfecting state-of-the-art lead generation pathways. And ZBuyer brings motivated home buyers and sellers to your virtual doorstep. So visit ZBuyer.com/LCA to see how ZBuyer can help you close more deals in 2023. Lab Coat Agents Podcast.